This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari stresses need for unified efforts of all stakeholders to ensure quality education. Nepal starts exporting 364 megawatt of surplus electricity to India. Nepal's exports increases by 59.8% in 10 months of current fiscal year. And a shooting incident in the U.S. state of Maryland kills three. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives continued the deliberation on the appropriation bill for the next fiscal year yesterday as well. Speaking in the House meeting, lawmakers put their views on budgetary provisions of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, and the Ministry of Home Affairs. On the occasion, the lawmakers stressed the need for formulating a balanced foreign policy, attracting tourists by promoting tourism, forwarding the Citizenship Act at the earliest, and securing vote rights of Nepalese abroad. They also asked the government to set up CCTV cameras to check crimes, improve prisons, expand irrigation reach, and depoliticize security bodies. They also asked the government to streamline industries and take action against swindlers. The ruling party lawmakers suggested the government formulate a policy to replace petroleum products by promoting clean energy. Likewise, the House of Representatives has endorsed two bills. A meeting of the lower house of the federal parliament yesterday approved the bill related to amending some acts against sexual violence 2022 and the bill on amending some acts related to criminal offence and procedures 2022. The lower house approved the two bills unanimously and sent them to the related committee for clause-wise discussions. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and visiting U.S. Army General Charles A. Flynn met at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday. Prime Minister Deoba's press coordinator Gobinda Pariyar said during the meeting, Prime Minister Deoba and General Flynn discussed various aspects of mutual cooperation. Similarly, General Flynn visited Nepali Army headquarters yesterday. Welcoming the visiting general with gun salutes, Nepal Army presented about Nepal Army's operational activities. Nepal is exporting 364 megawatt of surplus electricity to India from today. Managing Director of the Nepal Electricity Authority, Kulman Khising, said to be able to sell the entirely over surplus electricity generated for export with approval received from India was a milestone for the country's electricity trade. Nepal and Britain are signing labour agreement in the coming week. The document, jointly prepared by the representatives of both countries for taking Nepali nurses in British health system, will be signed next week. In a meeting between Labour Employment and Social Security Minister Krishna Kumar Srestha and British Ambassador to Nepal Nicola Pollitt discussed the document to give the final approval. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ali and Spain's non-resident ambassador to Nepal, Jose Maria Ridao Dominguez, held a meeting yesterday. During the meeting, the ambassador visited the minister at his office and matters relating to Nepal-Spain bilateral relations and cultural and tourism aspects were discussed. The government has banned strikes for any reason in 25 sectors under the most essential services. The Ministry of Home Affairs has issued a notice in the National Gadget prohibiting a shutdown or a strike in 25 various sectors. The government has exercised the rights granted by Essential Service Operation Act 2014 Bikram Sambat. The strike is not accepted in the postal, wire and telecommunication services, transport supervision, among others. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has estimated that around 2 million people in Nepal are likely to be affected by landslides, flood and inundations, among others in the monsoon season. The authority has prepared a response plan based on the estimation that around 1.9 million people from 421,000 households will be affected by the monsoon. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has stressed the need for coordination among both governmental and non-governmental organizations to ensure quality education in the country. Addressing a prize distribution ceremony organized at Sheetal Nivas yesterday, President Bhandari said only integrated efforts from all walks of life could fulfill the dreams of realizing quality education in the country. The government has started administering booster doses to children between 12 and 17 years. Earlier, the government had administered Pfizer and Moderna vaccines to children of the age group. The Ministry of Health has said the booster dose would also be of the same vaccine. Likewise, the ministry has planned to administer the anti-COVID-19 vaccine to children between 5 years and 12 years. The gross foreign exchange reserves of Nepal have decreased by 21.1% to $9.28 billion in mid-May 2022 from $11.75 billion in mid-July 2021. Unveiling the country's current macroeconomic and financial situation of 10 months of the current fiscal year, Nepal Rashtra Bank shared the current amount remained at a deficit of 547.36 billion rupees in the review period compared to a deficit of 251.29 billion rupees in the same period of the previous year. Likewise, remittance inflows increased by 0.2% to 811.79 billion rupees in the review period. Imports increased by 28.0% while exports increased by 59.8% and the trade deficit increased by 24.9% in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. A 23-year-old man shot 4 co-workers, 3 fatally, at a manufacturing plant in Western Maryland on Thursday before fleeing the scene and exchanging gunfire with state police. According to Lieutenant Colonel Bill Doffmeyer of the Maryland State Police, MSP, a trooper and the suspect were wounded and hospitalized. Investigators have not yet established a motive for the shooting, which occurred at about 2:30 p.m. The Washington County State's Attorney Office is working to determine charges for the suspect, who is not being named at this time. A flight to take asylum seekers from the UK to Rwanda next Tuesday has been allowed to go ahead by the British High Court. Campaigners failed in an initial legal bid to hold the removals to the East African country but have confirmed they will take the case to the Court of Appeal on Monday. Under the policy, some of those entering the UK illegally will be flown to Rwanda to apply for asylum there. About 31 people have been told they may be on the first flight. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Madhesh Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 29.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. President Bidya Devi Bhandari stresses the need for unified efforts of all stakeholders to ensure quality education. Nepal starts exporting 364 megawatt of surplus electricity to India. Nepal exports increases by 59.8% in 10 months of current fiscal year. And a shooting incident in the U.S. state of Maryland kills 3. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.